This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Syrian government on Monday said Israeli airstrikes the night before killed at least 18 people and wounded dozens of others. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
It is the deadliest strike reported by the Syrian government since the Iranian embassy compound in Damascus was hit in April. Israel has for years been targeting what it described as Iranian or Iran-backed targets in Syria. It has stepped up the campaign since the October 7th Hamas-led assault on Israel from Gaza, after which Iranian-backed Hezbollah fighters began firing rockets into Israel from Lebanon. A residential building in northern Israel was hit by a projectile on Monday after air raid sirens blared across the border town of Nahariya. Israeli media reported the building was hit by a drone launched from Lebanon.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The Palestinian Authority on Monday held a funeral procession for an American activist who a witness says was shot and killed by Israeli forces. The shooting occurred last week following a demonstration against settlements in the occupied West Bank. Dozens of mourners, including several leading officials of the Western-backed Palestinian Authority, attended the procession for the 26-year-old from the U.S. city of Seattle, who also held Turkish citizenship. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said on Monday Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro needs to release election data from July's disputed election to address global concerns about its validity.
What needs to happen next is Mr. Maduro needs to heed the call of the international community and, quite frankly, the Venezuelan people, and release the data so that the whole world can see what the Venezuelan people, who they voted for, and that their democratic aspirations are met.
This is VOA News.